Governor Bill Walker was in Ketchikan last week to sign a bill accepting a land trade between the U.S. Forest Service and the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The trade puts parcels of land close to Ketchikan and Petersburg into Forest Service hands in exchange for federal land that the trust plans to log. As KRBD's Layla Carey reports, it lifts the threat of logging right next to local communities.
The Ketchikan Public Library has a huge picture window in its large activities room. The view is Deer Mountain, the iconic backdrop to Alaska's first city. Governor Walker pointed to the mountain clear against a bright blue sky, noting to the small audience gathered for the signing that they picked this spot on purpose.
Well, there just couldn't be a better location. I mean, you're looking out at the fruits of your labor.
Until Governor Walker penned his name to Senate Bill 88, a large chunk of that mountain belonged to Alaska Mental Health Trust, which uses its land to make money for mental health services. In Southeast, the easiest way to make money from the land is resource extraction, logging. But nobody wants Deer Mountain logged. The Trust and the U.S. Forest Service have been working on a plan for about 10 years to get Deer Mountain and other sensitive parcels close to Southeast neighborhoods exchanged for more remote Forest Service sites. That was moving slowly, though, and so following threats last summer from Mental Health Trust officials that they would log Deer Mountain, lawmakers sped the process up. Walker noted that the exchange required action from the House and Senate in Washington, D.C. and in Juneau.
It took all four bodies to make this happen, and so it's one of those things that everybody knew was the right thing to do, but it just took a while to get there.
Senator Lisa Murkowski was on hand for the signing. She says the land trade will benefit all the stakeholders. Mental Health Trust will be able to make money off its land. The timber industry will get a source of trees to keep them in business. And the communities of Ketchikan and Petersburg will not be harmed by logging activity close to homes.
Is really one of those win-win-win situations.
Senator Burt Stedman represents much of Southeast Alaska. He thanked Walker for his work on this bill and other efforts for the region.
He's been very pragmatic in helping us create and maintain jobs in Southeast, and I really appreciate that because it definitely has made a difference, and we see it all across Southeast, and we're particularly going to see it on Prince of Wales coming up here.
Viking Lumber on Prince of Wales will be a big beneficiary of the logging activity that the trust now can move forward with. Representative Dan Ortez noted the hard work that legislative staff members put into getting the various bills passed and local efforts organized by residents of Ketchikan and Petersburg. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.